Welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode of Going Where We Have Been Trying to Go All Along. So this is a new teaching to catch up with some of the other teachings that I have been adding to and getting to. And finally, this is evolving to this place where we're going to talk about today. And I'm sure that there's going to be more coming, that this is just the beginning of this new teaching that it's called Hearing God's Voice. So I just did a message called, let me tell you what it's called. It's called History of Great Faith, according to me, anyway. So the history of great faith was reminding us about our sisters and forefathers of faith, that we have all of these examples of these people with great faith, yet maybe it never occurred to you that their faith and how they got faith, and so I'm going to tell you in a minute, because they had no intercessor. They had no Bible for the most part, and they certainly didn't have the Holy Spirit, but they overcame the world. Now, how did they do that? They had great faith because their faith was in hearing God's voice. God spoke to them audibly. So we're going to rehearse how our forefathers of great faith, who they were and what they heard. And just to give you a little reminder, I'm going to read some of the message that I have here on this, because that's all I can do is read it. I can't remember all of it, so let me get my desktop situated. All right, so I'm not getting it situated the way I want it, so let me make it smaller. So in the beginning of the Word of God, of course, we have the example of Noah. Well, God spoke to him audibly and told him exactly what to do for many, many years. And Noah's faith, of course, came from hearing God's voice. And then our example, of course, is Abraham, our main example. God spoke to him many times, gave him the promise, the seed of promise, and was the faith in what God said to Abraham that produced Jesus. And then we have David. The whole entire book of Psalms 29 is David talking about hearing God's voice. And it's just a beautiful psalm. If you read it, it'll really encourage you. And so God said to Abraham, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And then God said to Job in chapter 37, before we get to chapter 37, let me remind you about Job, because he's the oldest book in the Bible. And Job himself said in chapter 23, verse 12, neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed his words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And in Job chapter 22, verse 22, he says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. And the cross-reference to those two scriptures is Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith, etc. So Job in his day was hearing the audible voice of God and esteeming it as, his necessary food. And so I did some research on some of these words and found out that God's voice is synonymous with Mount Moriah. So in the study of the word voice, it reveals that, and it leads to saying that God's voice was being heard from Mount Moriah in many of these situations. That was where God was speaking from. And so you can do your own study. There's some links at the bottom of the message that I'll post about, David and things going on, where he was and the things that he did that were on Mount Moriah. Of course, Abraham was on Mount Moriah when he was sacrificing Isaac. Mount Moriah has a rich history. So God is speaking from no other mount than Mount Moriah. But let's see what the word voice means. And it means call aloud, yell, cry, sing, thunder. In fact, David talks about, hearing God's voice and how it thunders. So, but I want to rehearse some things with Job now to encourage you, because in the book of Job, Job is the most misunderstood book in the Bible, and I've heard more false teachings on that book than anything you can imagine, and it's just unbelievable. It's such a rich book, and so one of the things that I've already discussed in our foundational principles about Job, you can read there and learn what the book of Job is all about. It's an introduction to the Bible, how to read it. But in Job, it's also the blueprint for how God grooms someone for ministry. So, you can't minister in something to others that you haven't overcome and gone through. So God is grooming Job for his ministry. So, he's going to groom him to be a priest to his friends, which is what Job is complaining about, that there is no intercessor. That's one of his big complaints, and we'll discuss that. Well, that has been discussed in our forefathers of faith. So Job is in the middle of this trial in his life that God is grooming him for ministry. And in the middle of this trial, in Job chapter 37, it says, God begins to speak to Job. Job 38. The Lord God begins to speak to Job out of a whirlwind. So let's, first of all, the word whirlwind means, it means storms, tempest, shaking, violent shaking. And so, it means agitated, tossed. So in the middle of this storm that Job is in, God begins to speak to him in the midst of this storm. So that's when God begins to speak to us, is in the midst of the storms of life. When we are coming to the end of ourselves, then God can begin to speak clearly to us and just begin to speak his wisdom and direction into our life. And so Job is the best example of that. So you can review that and encourage yourself when you're going through something. But what I want to read to you now is the rest of the message, which the whole Old Testament is God speaking. His voice is what produced Jesus. The spoken word that God spoke to Abraham, that word that Abraham acted on by faith, is what produced Jesus. Okay? Jesus became the voice of God. He came teaching his words, and his voice was the voice of God. So we listen to the voice of Jesus. It is God speaking to us. So why would we want to have replaced hearing the voice of God with reading about it, which is where we're at now? Let's think about that. So the day, our forefathers and sisters of faith, they had no intercessor, no Bible, no Holy Spirit, and they overcame. They overcame because they heard the voice of God speaking directly to them in the midst of their storms. So, the day of Pentecost was the day when the Holy Spirit came into our lives so that we could hear the voice of the Lord speaking from the inside of us. So, now we all have the voice of the Lord living within us. He is speaking His words right into our hearts. That is how we overcome the world. Since the greater one is speaking to us from His Spirit living on the inside of us. So Jesus tells us in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Then there are several other verses stating that Jesus' words are washing us. But the point of this is all about spoken words from Jesus. His voice, His words. His voice is on the inside of us. His voice is what we should be hearing as the Holy Spirit speaks His epistles to us and allows us to be washed from the inside out by the spoken words of Jesus, which are spoken into our lives daily. Hearing the voice of Jesus is what the Holy Spirit was, what that was about getting. We got the Holy Spirit so God could speak to us now from the inside out, not outside. So in Isaiah 30, 21, I think. "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way to walk. This is the way, walk in it.'" The Holy Ghost is directing our lives. So let us now ask ourselves why we have gone backwards for 2,000 years. Now, how is it that we have replaced Jesus' spoken words, Jesus' voice, with something written? How is it that you are settling for something written when this was always about what God was speaking? So, the Holy Spirit is God's voice on the inside of us. And even the written word states in John, 1 John 2:27, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and no lie. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in it." John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things, and He will bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I say unto you." It is the Holy Spirit who is teaching us and reminding us of what Jesus spoke. The Holy Spirit is the voice of Jesus speaking to us from our heart. God did not write Abraham a letter. He spoke words of faith to him, and Abraham conceived God's spoken word, which produced Jesus. Jesus is God's voice speaking to us since we are born of His seed, His word, His voice. So, how much more are we to be hearing God's voice since we are the sons of God? And John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Psalms 33:6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and by the breath of His mouth all the hosts of heaven." And here's a really good one. John 11:43. "And when He had thus spoken, He cried with a loud voice." Jesus cried with a loud voice. Imagine hearing this voice and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And John 5:28 states, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all those who are in the grave shall hear his voice." Psalms 33:9, "For he spoke and it was done, and he commanded and it stood fast." Friend, whatever is going on in your life, the only thing that all of this was supposed to be producing was for you to have the wisdom of God that you get from the counsel of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. He's there to speak to you in whatever's going on in your life. When you begin to expect to hear the voice of God, when you expect to get the counsel of the Holy Ghost, he's going to show up and start talking to you, because that's what he came for. So we'll be talking more about this as time goes by. And so God bless you. And if you have any prayer needs, just call us or leave a prayer request on the website. And I'll talk to you all soon. And God bless. Bye-bye.